Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Elderly suburban high school cafeteria workers may seem harmless, but sometimes they're big time crooks.
Oh my God. What could they possibly be stealing? The pizza?
66, you make jokes.
Oh.
66-year-old Vera Liddell.
Vera?
Was the food service director at a school district in Illinois, but she was arrested for stealing $1.5 million worth of chicken wings.
Mm. Wow.
Vera!
Vera!
What has become of the chicken wings?
She'd been working as the food service director in this school district for at least a decade. During the pandemic, she started over-ordering chicken and picking it up herself in the district cargo van.
Oh. Who figured this out?
And the extra chicken was never brought back to the school. Over the past couple years, she stole a lot of chicken.
Well, $1.5 million worth of chicken is a substantial... I don't think I've eaten $1.5 million worth of chicken in my entire life. Anyone?
She ended up getting caught because she overlooked one thing. She was ordering massive amounts of chicken wings, but the school never served wings to the students because they have bones in them.
Oh, you can't.
We're not giving kids chicken with bones in them.
Oh.
It's unclear what Vera was actually doing with those chicken wings. She's currently being held on $150,000 bond. There's no...
I can't understand what she was doing. I really need to know what she was doing with all those chicken wings.
I don't know. She must have found someone who could turn that into cash.
Oh, like selling them to a restaurant or
like
to a wing stop or something.
She must have found a way, right, to turn that into money. Otherwise, you've got a free, like, what?
What are you going to do with all that?
You're going to serve that to your family every night for the rest of their lives?
And the entire neighborhood?
I expect there'll be some pushback, like, okay, you know, we're 7 years into the chicken wing thing.
Right. I can't eat another chicken wing, Ma. Stop it. You tried every sauce. I don't want it anymore.
Yes, they were good.
I know. I love chicken wings.
For like the first 5 years. Now I'm over it. Anyway.
Chicken wings have a lot of googlies in them, too, though. You got to be careful eating a chicken wing. You get a chunk of cartilage or something.
I'm with you.
But you do like them.
Yeah, but after I've eaten some chicken wings, most people around me will go,
let me get the rest of the meat off of that.
Yep. I'm not kidding. Christina
will absolutely go,
you didn't even...
Right.
Yeah, well, I was staying away from all the parts.
Yeah, you have to bite them off at the part.
No, I don't want to scrape my teeth on bone. That's a no, Bob.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Lunch ladies with... I didn't really... think that there would be anything worth stealing.
66 and going to jail, most likely. That's a big $1.5 million from the local school district.
I know.
You're going to jail.
Yeah. I mean, school districts, they need every penny. And $1.5 million pennies. How long had this been going on? Since the pandemic, you said.
Yeah.
She did this fast.
Well.
Damn.
You know.
Hmm.
You got your scam. It seems to be working.
Yeah.
You know, she found a place. Maybe she drives straight to the place that buys them out of her van.
Yeah.
They're still frozen.
They're fresh.
Where am I going to put them?
They're frozen.
Where are you going to put those?
There's nowhere to put them there. Obviously, the local Hooters benefited or something. I mean, I don't even know, I bet you Hooters buys frozen wings that already have all that cakey stuff on them, you know? Or maybe not. I don't know
about that. Sometime in 2022, I was driving back from surf and saw the Wingstop, the one that I had tried at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think I'll just get some wings. Sounds good.
Yeah.
You know how long it takes them to make those?
Oh, they made them for you fresh.
Well, yeah.
I would have thought you just walked in and said, I'll take 10 of those. Like that they've got, you know, all the, they're all made. I didn't, I've never been to a Wingstop. I didn't
realize.
It took
forever. Like I walked to the Ace Hardware next door and, you know, meandered around and came back and they're like, nope. All right.
How many did you get?
I don't know.
Tell
us how
many.
I don't know. I like a dozen. I don't know. I know that I was regretting the purchase after the first 10 minutes. Mm.
Did you bring them home or did you eat them
yourself? I did. No, I brought them home. I was just...
Did you eat one in the car, though?
No.
When it was piping hot?
Nope. Oh. No.
God, your self-control's amazing.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's incredible.
I can't... I would never buy wings and not eat one of them in the car.
I would have driven past the place and never stopped.
You didn't know. You didn't know it was going to take an hour.
30 minutes. What is that?
Well, call it in next time.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.